Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 2012. The topic is mindset, and the title is Increasing Workout Motivation. Meredith and I recently had to do some AC repairs in our house, and we got to see a couple sets of workers. So one person to come diagnose the problem, another person to come sell us an AC unit, other people come to put it all in. So it was a big ordeal. Now, in the process of that, I was able to meet the workers, and when they would come, they got to see kind of the home gym, and they would inevitably start asking questions, as everyone does, about training, about nutrition, and that's very common. Anywhere I go, anywhere Meredith and I go, we end up getting in those kind of conversations, which is actually really enjoyable. You would think that I was about to complain because it's everywhere I go and all the time, but I love it. It's the stuff I talk about all the time in podcasts. It's what I do all day with clients. I even like doing it in my spare time. Like when I eat food, I'll watch training videos or nutrition videos. So I am able to be and blessed to be immersed in what I love to do every day, all day. In the conversation with the workers, we were recently talking about, they were struggling with workout motivation, given long hours and other factors in life that they wanted to prioritize and balance. It's hard to be consistent with training. I was telling them that I remember when I used to do construction, working 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I would still go train at night, which was, oh my gosh, just absolutely insane. I'd train from 7:30 to 9, and go home, eat food, and pass out, and basically do that over again and repeat. I had a lot of years where I was teaching at the university, but also taking classes and had part-time jobs. So fitting training in was very challenging. And when I first opened the gym, I was training clients 10 to 12 hours face-to-face in person every day, Monday through Friday, and then another 6 to 8 hours on Saturday. Sundays I took off. That was like a little bit of a boundary for me. I was able to set that boundary and say, hey, I've got to have a day where I just sleep. And literally that's all I did was sleep. I would get home usually on Saturdays around 3, sleep till Sunday at 3, eat food, go back to bed by Sunday at 6, and wake up Monday morning at 6 a.m. So I would sleep like 24 hours, eat, and then sleep 12 hours. That was my weekends. It was absolutely insane. I was so destroyed. But even with that, I would train. I would start training clients at like 7 in the morning till about noon, then train clients from 1 or 2 in the afternoon till 7, 8 at night, and then I would train. So I would train sometimes not starting till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, train till 10, 10:30, eat food, do paperwork, whatever I got to do, and then sometimes I slept at the gym because there was no point in driving home. But that was my life on repeat, so I still found ways to get training in. I started working out when I was 15 years old. I'm 40 years old now, and in the last 25 years, I have only missed 7 consecutive days twice. So from like a Sunday to a Sunday or a Wednesday to a Wednesday, I took a week off twice in 25 years. Once was a physical injury so bad I was throwing up anytime I was trying to do anything. So it was like inflammation based, just messed me up really bad. During that time, I was still training clients and doing other things, so I was still active. And then the other time was actually like a mental injury where I just was dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression and had a hard time getting motivated to do workout that week. But that's my history, is in 25 years, I've only taken 7 days off twice. So I've been very consistent. I would assume that that would rank in anyone's mind as very consistent. So I have had many years where I trained every single day of the year, with no exception. Like I didn't take Christmas off, didn't take days I was sick off, still found ways to move and do things. I did that a lot when I was younger and was more able to, well, just had less things to prioritize. That's just a life of, you know, teenager and early college, is you have less demands. There's still a lot of demands, but as I've gotten older, there's just more things that can kind of get in the way. And if you don't manage them correctly, all of a sudden you find yourself getting to the end of the day and going, how the hell did I miss my workout? So learning how to manage that kind of chaos helps to increase motivation four workouts. But I wanted to do today was to give tips that would help to increase workout motivation, how to keep your workout consistency higher. We're going to go through 10 tips. There's not like the only 10. These are just things that came to mind as I was listing them. But hopefully from this 10, you can find a couple that help you if you're struggling with that. Number one is to schedule your workouts like doctor appointments. Too often people have an idea like, yeah, I think I can work out in the morning, or I think I'll work out in the afternoon, or I think I'll work out in the evening. They don't set like a definitive time, and they allow other things to interrupt that. So they'll say, you know, I'm going to work out after work. I'm going to get out of work at, you know, 4:30, try to drive to the gym by 5:30, train for an hour, and then I'll go home. Well, you know, by that time, you're like maybe a deadline ran late at work. Somebody asked, you know, for help in the evening, or you're just low in energy and you're like, ah, oh, yeah, I just, you know, I know I was going to work out, but I'm not going to. Or the alarm goes off at 5 a.m. You're supposed to get up and get working out by 5:30 in your home gym. That's why you spend all the money to have a badass home gym. But you hit snooze, you hit snooze, you hit snooze, and you sleep in, and then you just go to work. We have to schedule these things with the mindset that they're not an optional thing. Like you have to do this today. Often we tend to give that priority to doctor's appointments. Like we'll cancel work, you know, or we'll take off work to go to a doctor's appointment. Would you take off work to work out? You should. You absolutely should, in the sense that you're going to the doctor's appointment to try to see you're healthy, to be healthy, right? That's what the freaking workouts do. And they're actually proactively making you healthier, whereas the doctor just checks and see if you actually are or not. It doesn't actually make you more healthy. So it's extremely important to prioritize and think of your workouts as if they're doctor's appointments, as if they are things you're scheduling in your day that are not optional. You're going to do them, and everything else has to fit around them. Not that you would replace the workout with other bullcrap. Okay? Tip number two is to have a plan. Have a plan in the gym. Have an idea of what the hell you're going to do when you get there. One of the things that can be demotivating is if you go to the gym and you just kind of make things up when you get there. Days you're tired, days you're not feeling it, you're going to be less likely to have a good workout, you're less likely to go if you don't really have a thing to do when you're there. If you have a plan, you know concretely what you're missing. You're like, well, I'm supposed to do this today. If I don't go, I'm not going to do this. Therefore, I'm going to fall behind. So it gives a more concrete feel, like a definitive feel to what would be missed. Because you knew what you should do, and now you're not doing it. Third tip is to have a goal for the workout. Have something that you're going to achieve. So maybe the workout involves like chest presses, and you're like, man, I wonder if I can get to the 60s today. I've been struggling with the 55s, but I think I'm ready. I'm not sure. Maybe I can try them. Let's see how it goes. Like having that goal. Maybe you want to get to 4 plates of the leg press. Maybe you want to, whatever it is, bicep curl 50-pound dumbbells. Whatever it might be, having a goal. So not only do you have a plan for the day, but there's something within that day that you're like, I really want to see if I can do this. And that increases your motivation to work out because you want to go figure it out. You want to go find out what that is. You want to see if you can do it, right? Tip number four is to remind yourself of your why. What is your why? What's your why? There's a good book by Simon Sinek that, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, S-I-N-E-K. But it talks about like finding purpose, and it's what's your why. He also has another book called Find Your Why. Great books. It's what is your motivation? What's your reason for working out? Do you need to improve your blood health? You know, cholesterol, blood pressure, things like that. Do you just want to be not as fat? Be not as skinny? Not as weak? Whatever it is reminding yourself of why you're going. Maybe you have a child and you're really unhealthy. And you're like, I would love to see my child graduate high school. I would like to see them get married. I'd like to see them have a kid. I'd like to see my kid's kid. You know, I'd like to be a grandparent one day. Have reminders in common places. One of the best places is a home screen on your phone. I have a picture of Meredith and I. on the home screen of my phone because I always want to make sure that she's first in my life and I'm paying attention and prioritizing her. Of course, you know, you that stuff should come naturally, and to a very large degree it does. But when you're overwhelmed, you're stressed with life and things, it can be hard to remember the top priorities outside of your realm. So when I start worrying about business and like, oh man, I got to make sure I do this, got to make sure I do this, got to make sure I do this, I'll be focused in on business and I would be less likely to ask Meredith how her day is going. Less likely to ask her how stressed she is. Is there anything that she needs that I can help her with? So reminders like that are very helpful. And I would encourage you, as what I've done, is try not to assume that it should just be automatic. Put it in your phone anyhow. And if it's automatic and you never look at it, like you never use it for that, I'm always still happy to see a picture of my wife on my phone. That's pretty cool. She's beautiful. So even if it's not a reminder for anything, it's still nice to look at. So it's things like that are super helpful and common areas. Like before you would hear people say like, you know, put a picture on your fridge. Well, we don't eat every meal out of the fridge anymore. You know, a lot of people eat meals on the go and maybe out of the pantry. We're not always grabbing every meal out of the fridge. So it's not like the greatest reminder. So I'm a big fan of home screen on your phone, home screen on your laptop if you use your laptop every day. Just something that you see every day, multiple times a day, that can remind you. And then it's also good to have a refresher of those things to cycle. Once you become accustomed to it, it's less likely to have that same impact. So I have a reminder in my phone for every 2 weeks to change my motivators. And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but at least I'm aware of it. The times I don't, it's because it comes up and I'm like, nah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm still staying pretty on track with that. So I just let it go because I know in another 2 weeks it'll pop back up. And maybe by then I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of struggling with that right now. Let me refresh that. I'll use photos. Sometimes I have a link pinned on like the top of a notes function that I use every day. And it's a link to a YouTube video. And the YouTube video is like super motivational. So there are various things. I'll work out to motivational music. As well, like motivational speeches sometimes, if I'm like, kind of struggling with motivation or if I'm just kind of feeling behind a little bit in things. So I'm always attentive to my motivation, attentive to my attention to my motivation, because I always want to be waking up and kicking butt. And yes, there are times when you need to relax. I have a schedule in my day where I shut down at a certain time of the day and then just enjoy the evening with my wife and sit and, you know, do whatever we want to do. Have dinner together, go for walks together. We like watching American Idol. It's fun to watch all those singers and stuff. So we'll have some kind of brainless shows that we like to watch every now and then at night if we want to relax and release. We do a lot of different things. The other day we were coloring photos. So I saw this thing on Instagram where a couple was like painting a picture or drawing a picture, and each person had a piece of paper, and after 2 minutes, you would switch. Then the other person would draw on your drawing, and you'd draw on their drawing, and you didn't like try to sabotage it, but you'd like kind of change it up a little bit. So it was funny. I started drawing. We were watching, there was like the movie King Kong was in the background one day when we were working in the office, and I suggested that we play that game, and it would be a fun kind of way to just have a little bit of fun on a weekend. Yeah, so I started to draw King Kong climbing up a building, and then after we switched papers, Meredith drew a hot air balloon, and then that was funny. So then I got the paper back, and I think I finished trying to color in King Kong, and then all of a sudden she drew like a mountainscape around the single building that I had that King Kong was climbing up. So we ended up with this goofy, crazy picture. And we end up drawing a couple, so we put them on our fridge. But it's fun to just have those downtimes and to schedule that in. But then knowing that I have that downtime, when I'm supposed to be working, it's full force. Go. You know, pedal to the floor. I want to do as much as I possibly can so I can embrace those relaxation times, knowing I've done enough for that day. That kind of thing. Way off track there. But the reminder of things... it does help to have a reminder of your why and to refresh that reminder so that way you don't become kind of like jaded to that reason why or that motivator and then it's just not working anymore. Number five is to address basic needs. If you are low on sleep, if you are low on food, you will have low motivation. That's the way it goes. Our resiliency to do things that we don't want to naturally do is lower when we don't sleep well or when we eat well. So try to improve sleep as best as you can. I know that we're probably not going to be able to get more sleep. Most people are already sleeping as much as they can, but there is a way for us to manage better sleep. We have podcast 1149 as a mindset podcast titled Creating a Healthier Sleep Pattern. You can find older podcasts by going to our website, www.birdlionandgym.com. Scroll down on the homepage. There's a podcast player that goes back 300 episodes. And then underneath that are instructions on how to find older podcasts. And then we also have, that's probably going to be the best one for sleep, is podcast 1149. Again, it's a mindset podcast titled Creating a Healthier Sleep Pattern. And then for nutrition, make sure you eat enough. How much should you be eating? Again, you can go to our website, www.birdlionandgym.com. Go to free nutrition education. On that page, the very first document on that page, the first link is a create your own nutrition program. You can click on that and it'll tell you how many calories you should have, how much protein, and how you should distribute those throughout the day. Totally for free. Good information. We have a ton of stuff on the website, so if you haven't been there recently, go check it out. Okay, that's tip number five, is pay attention to your sleep and nutrition. Anytime you feel a low level of motivation, and you're like, man, I'm normally pretty good. Why is my motivation so low? Why do I just not feel like doing anything? Probably because your sleep is crap and your food's crap. So fix those. Number six is to reduce life stress. And yes, just like sleep, I know you can't sleep more, and when I talk about managing stress, you're like, what the hell am I supposed to do? You know, life is blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So I get it. Podcast 1346. It's a mindset podcast titled Mental Management When Stressed. It would be a good one to check out to learn how to kind of better manage stress and how to reduce its impact on your behaviors so you can still follow through with the stuff that you're supposed to be doing. We have a lot of podcasts on stress, 20 in total, which actually isn't a lot considering I've done 2,000. but it's a good number of podcasts that you can check out. But that would be a good one to check out, is podcast 1,346. Again, just like when you're low on sleep and nutrition, you're going to make poor choices. When you're overstressed, you're going to make poor choices. You're going to want to avoid additional stress. Workouts are stress. Absolutely. So you're going to start to avoid those. So you have to manage stress a little bit better. Number seven is to create accountability. You can get a coach, sure. You can have a training partner. That works well. You can also post your workouts online. You might be like, who cares? Maybe no one. But the action of posting it will be helpful. And there's probably going to be somebody that cares. You know, you probably have a friend or, you know, mom, dad, brother, sister. Maybe your child cares and they'll follow you. There's probably someone that'll at least click like on your stuff. So that way it's a little more motivating to actually put it up. I know Jocko Willink, I believe he works out at like 4 a.m. or 4:30 or something, but he'll take a picture of his watch every day. And that's a motivator for a lot of people to see that he does that every day. And I guarantee it's a motivator for him. You know, as much as we would think, well, he, you know, whether he takes that photo or not, he's probably in the gym busting his ass. Maybe and probably, but to be in the gym on time to take that photo every day, I guarantee that that matters to him. Because not only does it help him, but he knows it helps other people. So it's going to motivate him to keep himself motivated, basically. So you want to create accountability. Get a coach, get a training partner, print out a calendar on your wall. I did this all the time back whenever I didn't care about home decor. I would print out a calendar, tape it to my wall, and check off days, like on things I would track and try to behaviors I was trying to do well with. I did that stuff all the time. It helped enormously. No one wants to see a calendar where a day is missing. Good gosh. Like, that'll eat you alive. It bothers me. So you want to create accountability in some way. Tip number eight is to track progress. You can track progress in your workout performances, you know, how many sets and reps and weights and stuff you're doing in the workouts, but also take some pictures, see how you're looking in pictures. You can weigh yourself if you don't have an emotional, meltdown when you see your body weight. You can take body part measurements. You can do body scans, like in-body scans at gyms. That's a great way to track. You can do DEXA scans, bod pods, different type of, like, you can do water immersion. There's a lot of type of body fat testing that is available actually now to the general population. It used to be only medical needs, medical purposes. But you can find that stuff. Just finding a way to track progress can be motivational, because when you don't feel like working out, but you look at a photo of you 30 pounds heavier, you're like, damn, I'd still be that person if I didn't work out. I'm getting to the gym today. You know, things like that can really help. So I would encourage you to track progress. Number 9 is to adopt a mentality that helps. There are 2 mindset mentalities like that will help with motivation. Number 1 is called personal identity. You want to identify yourself as a person who works out. This is what you do. You likely have a belief of yourself in regards to characteristics. A person who tells the truth. A person who works hard. You know, who's a good friend. Who's good with money. Who works, you know, even if somebody can see me at work, I'm always giving my best at work. I'm never going to shortchange work. You know, even if the boss is a, you know, piece of crap, I'm still going to show up and do my best every day. There's behaviors we have that we believe to be true of ourselves, and we work to make sure that they are true. Identify yourself as a person who works out. I'm a person who trains on a regular basis because I want to be healthy. I'm a person who cares about myself. I will not treat myself like a piece of shit. I will not discard myself. I am not worthless. I will care for myself. I will look good in the sense of taking pride in the way I look, as I wouldn't wear, you know, a shirt with holes in it to work. I would wear proper clothing. I'm going to try to look proper. So giving yourself that identity connected with training, connected with working out and exercising, can be helpful. It can be challenging because there's going to be times in which you don't want to do it. And you're like, well, this kind of stinks. Now I'm like supposed to be this person that works out. I don't really want to work out. So now I feel like a lazy piece of crap. Yeah. And that's going to be motivation to not be a lazy piece of crap. It's, you know, positive and negative. There's some, you know, there's an edge to this sword. But it can help. Because you start to identify yourself as that person. This is a thing that I do. This is who I am. Therefore, I'm going whether I want to go or not. Right? Just like how people work hard at work whether they want to or not, because it's an identity thing. You're good with money even when you want to buy stupid things, because that's the way you identify yourself. So that can help. Another mindset is a do-it-anyhow mindset. Oh, I'm tired. Who cares? Do it anyhow. I don't have a lot of money for like supplements and stuff. Who gives a shit? Do some push-ups, do some squats. You don't need money. Don't need a gym membership to exercise. You know, I don't have a lot of time today. Do you have 10 seconds? Do bodyweight squats for 10 seconds. You're like, well, what the hell does that even matter? Like, it doesn't even do anything. Do it anyhow. If it doesn't matter, then do it. That same argument for like, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to do it. Well, if it doesn't matter, do it. The same way, like, it's, to me, like thinking that something is so insignificant that it's not worthwhile doing. If it's so insignificant, then how harmful is it to do? Right? So use that argument to counter yourself. Argue with yourself. Tell yourself you're full of shit. Well, I don't even want to do it because what's the point of, if I can only work out for 10 minutes, what does that really do? Do it anyhow. Work out for 10 minutes. 10 minutes today, 10 minutes tomorrow, 10 minutes the next day. 10 minutes every damn day is a hell of a lot better than 0 minutes every damn day. So develop the mindset to do it anyhow. Whether you have the right equipment, the right environment, the right food, the right whatever the hell bullshit excuse you have in your mind, who cares? Do it. Tip number 10 is to identify and reduce individual frictions. Definitely probably a better way to say this, but there are commonly issues people have that are kind of unique to them. They're not maybe like you're the only person on the planet, but it's a small category of people. Let's say that. And it's something where you see, okay, if I do this, if I don't do this, kind of messes me up. One simple way is like morning people if you're like, I want to work out, like wake up and work out, but I have a hard time getting out of bed sometimes. Set the alarm on your phone and then slide your phone away from your bed at night. Leave the ringer on. Maybe you can do not disturb. So if you get random messages or phone calls, it doesn't wake you up, but your alarm can still go through, right? You can even set do not disturb for certain phone calls. Like I have Meredith to always go through if she calls me or texts me, even if my phone is on do not disturb, but I'll put my phone on do not disturb for certain sections of work during the day because I have to stay kind of mentally engaged and I don't want distractions. So I'll set do not disturb, but if she called me, it would come through. If she texted me, it would come through. Alarm can also be set to come through. But that is a friction you have is, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm tired, so sometimes I hit the snooze button. Don't put the snooze button next to you. Put the snooze button away from you. Put it across the room. Put it in the damn bathroom. Put it where you have to get up out of bed in order to hit the snooze button. Because then by the time you get up out of bed, you hit the snooze button, it's going to be harder for you to convince yourself to lay back in bed. Will you do it sometimes? Hell yeah, you will. Hell yeah, you will. But more often than not, you'll stay out of bed. So trying to find the things that, you know, if I do this, I kind of fall behind. Or if I don't do this, I fall behind. Try to find out what those are and then make some changes to them. You know, I never have energy at the end of work. Well, take a caffeine supplement midday. Yeah, it might jack up your sleep, so take it, you know, 8 hours before you go to bed. But don't just stop. That's the thing, is when you find something that is an excuse. Oh, I don't work out because of this. Well, what the hell are you doing about it? So many people run into those situations, and they don't change anything. And what do you know? Nothing changes. They stay the same. They still miss all the shit that they're supposed to be doing. And that excuse is always there. Well, you haven't done anything. You've identified it. Whoop-de-doo. What are you doing about it? If you have a hard time getting up in the morning, check your routine at night. Are you on a screen for too long? Do you kind of waste the last hour of being awake and you don't really do anything? You just mindlessly watch TV or YouTube or Netflix or something. Maybe reduce that to 30 minutes. Try to go lay in bed a little bit early. Read a book. Do some journaling. Make a change. If you keep running into the same obstacle, that is like, I mean, my gosh, how much more clear of a sign do you need that you're kind of screwing things up? You know, like, I don't work out often because of this reason. A week later, yep, still that reason. Well, what? What the hell? If you knew what it was, why didn't you do anything? Why didn't you try to make an adjustment? Things might not be able to be, like, completely 180 from that. So, maybe you have a hard time, you get home from work, and you have some young kids at home. And you're like, I can't go work out because I wasn't with them all day. They're finally home. I'm finally home. But by the time I, you know, hang out with them, do some things, get them into bed, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm tired as hell. Find a shorter routine to do at 9, or get up early in the day, or find some time in the middle of the day to go for a walk or do something. Find something else. Like, just find something. Think of something you can do than doing nothing. There is a way to do something. Might not be a way to be perfect right now in a certain season of life, but there's definitely a way to do something. So try to find out what that is. So those are 10 tips that can help increase workout motivation. Schedule your workouts like a doctor appointment. Have a plan in the gym. Have a goal for the workout. Have reminders for what is your why. What's your reason for working out? Address your basic needs. Know that if sleep and nutrition are low, motivation will be low. Reduce stress or learn how to better manage stress so you have the margin to actually increase and like use that margin for workout stress. Then create accountability, track progress, have a personal identity mindset or a do it anyhow mindset, and then identify and reduce friction points. There you go. Okay, hopefully that was helpful. If you have any additional questions, reach out. You can always reach out on our website, www.brittleirongym.com. Scroll to the bottom of the homepage. There's a contact form. You can shoot me a message anytime. I respond to everybody within 2 weeks. If I have missed you after 2 weeks, I probably missed your email. So as of right now, I think I'm actually on track. So if you haven't heard from me in 2 weeks, I missed your email. I apologize. So please send me something. So that way there's a reminder of it. Awesome. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brittle Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.